The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome to the Right Stand podcast. At the outset, festive greetings to all my listeners and of course viewers of the Right Stand. Let's hope that this festive season brings all of us a lot of cheer and the economy is back on the way up so that we have a good festive quarter. Now to the matter at hand this Friday evening. It's all about what's going to happen in Haryana. The big twist: after a lot of criticism came the BJP's way for engaging with the Gopal Kanda, who's still accused in a case of abetment to suicide. The bigger question that comes to the fore was, how is the BJP going to form the government with or without Gopal Kanda? Well, Gopal Kanda was distanced, he was sent off to Goa, and after that they said, we'll manage with the independents. But by evening comes the bigger twist. Not just the independents that will take the BJP's tally beyond the majority mark, but we'll also have, in all probabilities, the JJP, Dushyant Chautala, the young dynamic Dushyant Chautala, the Chaudhary, Oxford return Chaudhary, and his 10 MLAs backing the BJP. That announcement is possible very, very soon. And that's the big twist in the story, because suddenly the BJP government along with the JJP and the independents looks very, very robust. And the opposition, as far as the Congress party, a distant opposition. There's just one member of the INLD. And for all that matters, that person may also join the government very, very soon. And that would then take the BJP's tally close to 60, or the BJP-JJP combine close to 60. The JJP has some of its terms very clearly listed. It's a common minimum program wherein they are demanding 75% reservation in all government jobs and all opportunities for Haryanvis. And this is something which they have been very adamant on. And somewhere, that is the only non-negotiable as far as the common minimum program is concerned. There are 4 or 5 points. But this is the single most point where Dushyant Chautala believes if the government agrees, he's willing to do that or he will sit in opposition. Although, while speaking to us at the Right Stand, he hinted at the possibility of the JJP being part of the government. We see if that announcement happens very, very soon, and that means then the BJP has a 2-0 score as they open a fresh round of assembly elections with Maharashtra and Haryana. As far as Maharashtra, it's the aji-baji or the shadow boxing between the Shiv Sena and the BJP. The Sena talking up its chances of going with the NCP. They have oftentimes done this in the past, and the NCP also via Chagan Bhujwal adding fuel to the fire. But that is all just trying to bully the BJP into conceding. But the Sena doesn't have too much of to talk about, because they've just got 4 more seats than the NCP, which has come third. The Sena is a distant second compared to the BJP. If the 15 rebels who fought coming back into the BJP fold, BJP will be close to its 2014 number of 122. BJP will have about 119 out of a 164 contested, and then they will claim a far higher strike rate than the Shiv Sena, and Shiv Sena's bargaining power will further come down. What matters is what Aditya Thackeray gets. How does he get placed? Because for Thackeray's and for the Shiv Sena, it's all about prestige. It was desperation, it was a fit to survive and the bid to survive in Maharashtra politics, because their clout was diminishing. BJP was fast becoming the bigger brother, and that's the reason why Aditya Thackeray has entered into the poll fray. The Thackeray's have so far steered clear of the electoral dynamics. They've always wanted to be the remote control, but clearly the remote control was running out of battery, and that's the reason why Aditya Thackeray has jumped in. He's a good leader, he's young, his Yuva Sena has been doing a lot of work, and the Shiv Sena is on its way back up. It's Shiv Sena 3.0, mind you, under Aditya Thackeray, with a very, very different, modern and a right liberal perspective, and not a hard right perspective. He's never commented much on the Mandir. It is Uddhav Thackeray who's spoken about it. He stayed away from that. He's gotten into the RA politics, etc. He's talked about environment change, and he's talked about development. He's talked about issues that matter to the youth. He's gotten involved in sports. All of that is okay. But then so has Fadnavis. Devendra Fadnavis, out of the blue, no experience whatsoever. He has been an MLA and a mayor, but large-scale Maharashtra politics experience he didn't have when he was put on the chief minister's chair after the demise of Gopinath Munde. And look what he's been able to do. It's very rare, both in Haryana and in Maharashtra, that governments repeat themselves, that the incumbent gets voted back into power. It's always been a seesaw. But in this case, he's been able to repeat the performance, and the BJP has got a good strike rate. Fadnavis would like to believe this is the best ever strike rate by a political party. If you look at the absolute number of seats contested only by the BJP, the ambient parties of the Mahayuti did contest under the BJP flag or the BJP symbol. But if you discount them, then the BJP has about a 70% strike rate as per the Maharashtra chief minister. We see how that dynamic plays out. The other one is Maulana Abul Kalam Azad, the former president of our country, his grand nephew, throwing in the UCC pitch once again. One nation, one civil code. Isn't it high time that a Kabir Singh, a Kabir Anand, a Kabir Khan, and perhaps a any other Kabir, and a Hina Sidhu, a Hina Kaur, a Hina Khan, a Hina Sharma, all of them follow the same law. Can a 16-year-old from Uttar Pradesh claim that under the Sharia she is allowed to marry, whereas the legal age in our country is 18 years? That's a matter pending before the Supreme Court. What does the Supreme Court place above the other? Personal law under the rights of the person, fundamental rights of an individual as per the Constitution, or the law of the nation under the Constitution? This is the conundrum that judges have had to face in the past, and they have repeatedly said that the country, its parliament, should decide on one nation, one civil code, or one common code. We'll take that debate too. Join us tonight on The Right Stand.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.